The Guardian.
I think it's important that we expose the hollowness of the SNP's position. I don't fear the verdict of the Scottish people. I have no doubt that Scots want to remain part of the United Kingdom to keep the link. But I also think it's important to let Scotland speak. And we've exposed the hollowness of the SNP by saying, get on with it so that Scotland can move on to the really big and long-term issues.
And you've no regrets about having made the call, even despite the storm that ensued?
Well, I'm not sure there's ever a right time to say we've changed our mind. But I think the important thing is to say we don't fear the verdict of Scotland. Mm. Let the people speak. And the SNP are now running scared of that verdict. They don't want to let Scotland speak, and that's now a problem
for everyone. So until that point, Labour have been completely opposed to putting the question there?
Well, until that point, we'd never made clear whether we thought Scotland deserved the right to speak on this issue, and I simply drew the distinction that Labour came to power 10 years ago wanting a Scottish Parliament. We got around to putting it to the Scottish people within 6 months, and frankly, it's in the SNP's partisan interest to try and delay this issue to at least beyond the next general election, not in the nation's interest.
And your position remains that you'd ideally like a referendum as soon as possible?
We think the SNP should bring the issue on, end the uncertainty and let Scotland move on. They've made clear they're not going to do that, and so that means attention turns to the Calman Commission that we've set up, looking at how Scotland can walk tall within the United Kingdom but not walk out.
That's entirely a Labour initiative, is it, the Calman Commission?
The Calman Commission was proposed by me, but the whole idea was to have both a cross-party and a cross-border element, so we've got the Conservatives and the Liberals north and south of the border working with us.
Not cooperating.
No, the SNP want to pursue a separatist independence agenda. And as I say, we think actually what the vast majority of Scots want is to see devolution work, develop and evolve, and that's what Calman's about.
On the whole, they're happy with the way things are moving, you think? With the way devolution is developing?
I think devolution is developing really as expected.
But do you think the people are happy with the way it's doing?
Yes, I mean, the opinion polls overwhelmingly show that Scots don't want to break up the United Kingdom. They don't want separatism. What they do want is the chance for Scotland to walk tall within the United Kingdom, to continue to do so. And that does mean that every so often you take a look at the arrangements for devolution, make sure that they're working properly. There are aspects of, for example, the financial accountability of the Scottish Parliament that I feel should be strengthened.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.